Entrepreneur Russell Simmons is on a mission to take hip-hop culture to everyone, everywhere. His effort includes a pioneering record label, Def Jam, with such early rap stars as LL Cool J, the Beastie Boys, and Public Enemy. He also has a movie production company and a line of clothing called Fat Farm. Now Simmons has added New York theater to his hip-hop crusade. Karen Michelle reports on Def Poetry Jam on Broadway.
The set is simple. A bunch of doorways without the doors, and turntables and a mixer for a DJ stage left. He comes out first and primes the audience with some golden oldies. Whoa, whoa. The audience knows the tunes and sings along, already up for a good time. Then the DJ introduces the nine poets. Steve Coleman takes center stage.
I want to hear a poem. I want to learn something I didn't know. I want to say yes at the end because I'm sick of saying so. I want
the audience, younger and more colorful in every way than they have ever been in Broadway's venerable Longacre Theater, is with this wiry white guy as he spits out the lay of the evening's land.
I want to hear a poem where ideas kiss similes so deeply that metaphors get jealous. Where the subject matters so much that adjectives start holding pronoun rallies at City Hall. Because I want to hear a poem that attacks the status quo, that attracts the claps of the cats with the fattest flows, that makes the crowd pass the hat.
Coleman is followed by a mix of poets of different backgrounds, sexual preferences, and ethnicities.
Mommy's making mambo! Mommy's making mambo in the domain of the Del Valle kitchen. My mother is the dictator. I refer to it as Carmen's culinary queendom. She becomes a cuisine conquistadora, wielding a freshly sharpened knife like a sword above her head. Here, Goya doesn't stand a chance. No.
Maida Del Valle and the rest of these 20 and 30-year-olds step, strut forth to expound on cooking and love, on cultural stereotypes, even on the curse of Krispy Kreme donuts. There's a poem on terrorism, too, but as Del Valle points out, Def Poetry Jam is not overtly political.
I think just by having it, it's political because hip-hop is seen as such a violent, you know, it's always portrayed with all this violence, and it's, you know, it's urban, and it's from the street, and it's all these young people.
A lot of those images were created by Russell Simmons, who is in part responsible for the hip-hop culture by marketing attitude. Simmons, the man whose name is above the title, says landing hip-hop on Broadway is a validation of that culture.
Hip-hop is probably the most influential cultural phenomena, certainly commercial cultural phenomena in America today. Jay-Z, for instance, the rapper, who is a poet, is more influential, no, more well-liked around the world than, for instance, Colin Powell. Puffy has greater influence and is more liked than George Bush.
Not that the president has likely ever been to any of the places the performers in Def Poetry Jam have come from. Most are tiny, smoky clubs where poets compete. Slam. One of the landmarks in slam history is a few dozen blocks from Broadway, downtown. The New Yorican Poets Cafe is where many of the poets in Def Poetry Jam got their chops.
I was sitting in the audience, and I felt like a proud parent. I really did.
Rome Neal is the artistic director of the New Yorican Poets Cafe.
It's a wonderful feeling to see the work that you've created or the space that you've created being accepted throughout the world.
Or on Broadway.
In some ways, it's kind of like just a much bigger New Yorican, you know, so it's...
Steve Coleman.
You know, it's kind of bizarre for us to be on Broadway with this.
That raises the question, if you take the poetry out of downtown, do you take downtown out of the poetry? The New Yorican's Rome Neal doesn't think so. And furthermore, he says, nine young poets standing on a Broadway stage is theater.
It is real theater. They tell wonderful stories, and they create wonderful images so that people can see the images that they're creating. And that's theater.
See, where I'm from is known as the borough of royalty, the infinite party rocker, the home of Big Papa, 89 door knockers, a place where we can stick our middle finger up in the air for that punk John Rocker. See, I'm from the county of Kings.
Lemon, new school, he uses like the nickname his darker siblings gave him, has been in the theater before, off-Broadway. For him, Def Poetry Jam is a natural for the Broadway stage.
Well, is it theater? You know, it always changes, and theater has always changes. I mean, you got all types of different variations and shapes of what theater is, you know. People have that revolutionary theater that they do on the street, You know, Cats was T.S. Eliot's book on poetry. It's what you do with it. You know, they took their poetry and made musical out of it. We took our poetry and made a night of work. See, the county of Kings is not the house, it's the home where I rest. So when I holler at Brooklyn, New York City, I want to hear always funky, fresh.
Unlike the slam clubs, where the poetry is new, Lemon says working on the same material night after night, as every Broadway actor does, gives him an opportunity to step up his performance. Maida Del Valle wants to pursue acting. Steve Coleman figures the only way he'll be on Broadway is doing this, poetry. And that's just fine.
Because so much of the show is rooted in hip-hop culture, and this is like, I mean, doing a hip-hop show here is like, I guess, performing at opera at La Scala, you know, and so I think like a lot of the appreciation for the wordplay and the rhythms and the rhymes, although hip-hop is universal, is just much, much more deeply rooted here in New York.
And New York does seem the perfect place to do it. At tryouts in San Francisco, the poets say audiences were more reserved. But Lemon feels this poetry can be for everybody.
We're in and out. We're trying to make you happy as well as
entertain.
Perform.
As well entertain, as
kind of. And Broadway's all about experience.
Yeah.
That's all we're trying to do is give you another experience of where we're coming from, just like Oklahoma's doing, just like The Lion King. It's our experience.
You can still get into a downtown poetry slam at the New Yorican for $5. On Broadway, at the Deaf Poetry Jam, tickets start at $27.50, about the price of a low-end Fat Farm t-shirt. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.